let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. The sci-fi fantasy Vaticide from Cody Claxton has been described as a little like Redwall meets Inglourious Basterds and does an excellent job of portraying the cultural, political, and physical disparities which cause strife between the different species while not skipping on the violence. Cody is also the author of Tap, the first book in the series, Vaticide from Cody Claxton, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Cody, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
What a great story and imagination and world that you have created. Where was the inspiration? What was the inspiration to create the book Vaticide? Talk about what went into the process of creating this world.
Well, I've always wanted to create, play God a little bit. So I wanted to play God safely.
Yes.
And I love to create. And I want to make people laugh. I want to make people cry. And especially I want to make people think. So that inspired me to write this book.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of that as I'm looking through the book and reading the reviews. You do get people thinking. You take us through a whole gamut of emotions, and then you have us think as we're reading the book. The book's name is interesting, Vaticide. How did you come up with the title Vaticide?
Well, I originally going to call it regicide. Why? Because it sounded cool. But then I noticed another term, a vaticide, which stands for the murder of a prophet. And I thought to myself, that right there is far more interesting than my original idea. So I wrote the script or the story behind specifically this word, I guess. I guess this word is also an inspiration for the book. But yeah.
Yeah, the book Vaticide we're talking about with the author Cody Claxton, and that's CotyClogston. I'll give you that if you go to Google it a couple times during the course of the program. Book, of course, available at Amazon. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on Cody's book, Vaticide, as well as Tap, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the interview. I keep talking about this world that you've created. Talk about the setting. Tell us exactly where you're taking us.
Well, it's set in Europe primarily, but there are plenty of other places mentioned, none of which is the New World, like America, or both of the Americas, not discovered yet. There's a giant fog in the way that essentially rusts metal and makes people choke to death. So, never mind America, but it does take place in Europe. And essentially, green technology has been embraced, but not exactly by choice, as there's a race called the Wolfen. And the Wolfen like starting wars, and they use up most of the fossil fuels and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I guess you could say it's somewhat futuristic. They go down a different tech path than us. So digitally, like computers, they don't exactly have that much. But places like, I guess there's no Chernobyl, in other words. Radiation hasn't been demonized. Is this what you were asking, or is like...
Well, yes, I talked about the world, and you'd mentioned that world, and I just wanted you to sort of, with your own words, create the world that we experience when we read Vaticide. Cody Claxton, the author, is our guest on the program. And you talk about the races. Talk about the different races in the book, and how that's an integral part of the story.
I guess I can start from the very bottom. First, there are Mycen, which are essentially mice. But, oh, by the way, we're dealing with anthropomorphic people, essentially. They're animal people. So we have Mycen, which are essentially mice. Rattus, which are essentially rats. We go up to the Wolfen, which are essentially, werewolves. And then we continue up to, I believe, Mutts, Leonas, Foxen, and Avians, which are, I hope those, okay, so the Leonas are the cats and the Avians are the birds. Those are the only ones that are not self-explanatory, I believe. And so those are all of the primary races. There's also Ursine, but they're not going to be in this book. So there's that.
As you this is such a fascinating universe that you've created. What are some of the stories that you deal with within this universe?
There are other stories in this universe. It is specifically, you've already mentioned Tap, and I appreciate that. And then there's Mouse Anthro. Mouse Antler was essentially primarily the story about the Meissen. But that is online. It is free. There's a story called Survival Mouse Antler. And it takes place, I believe, 37 years after this book. So there might be some spoilers on who wins the war. But it is relative, but it's not, you know, a direct sequel. It just takes place in the same universe.
Cody Claxton, our guest on the program. The book is Vaticide. That's V-A-T-I-C-I-D-E. The name will get your attention. Once you see the book cover, that will get your attention as well. Explain the book cover, because that really captures our attention. So often, book covers are bland. They really don't add a whole lot to the experience. Yours is different. It really establishes what we're about to read in the book. Explain the book cover.
Well, those are wolfen skulls, essentially, or wolf skulls. There's three of them because there's a guy named Cerberus, and Cerberus is essentially a Napoleon of this world, and so he's responsible for quite a lot of things in the city. So that's primarily what the three heads are for. The red skull is a motif from the previous book, and I hope I don't have to explain how motifs work. The oil dripping from the jaws is, of course, the natural resources that the wolfen carelessly use. And the shadow behind is essentially, you know, the shadow of Cerberus. And the wolves are quite aggressive. Let's hope that, I don't really have much else to explain behind that.
Yeah, there's an aggressiveness to the cover that captures your attention, the cover of the book Vaticide. The author, Cody Claxton, with us on This Week in America. Let's talk about the experience in writing this. So let's first of all talk about your background. When did you get interested in writing? What interested you in writing? Were you an avid reader when you were a child?
I was not, and I hated books as a kid. Now that I'm older, I've grown like appreciative, and it's like a renaissance. I read at least 3 books a year, which is 3 times the national average. Ooh, impressive,
yes.
I know. But my experience is I first wanted to write stories and all that when I was a kid, though. I loved The Lion King, the Disney cartoons, so I wanted to tell stories like that. And my experience with writing is that I wrote Mouse Antler, and I wrote my own stories, but outside of that was I had an intro class to creative writing, and I taught myself.
Which is interesting, and you taught yourself well, and sometimes there's a benefit to that because you get to tap into what you do well and bring that out, which you do in your books. Why use animals? That's sort of a unique approach. Why did you decide to use animals?
So it's kind of an experiment with human psychology, or something that I've noticed, that you can get away with things with animals that you cannot get away with humans.
Yes.
An example with this is that I have a book here called Mouse Heart, and the opening scene of Mouse Heart, which also has animal characters, the opening scene has the character, they have their eye impaled on a gate and, like, ripped out, and, like, I'm looking at the back of this book, like, if this book opens like that, then who's this for? And I look, and it says ages 8 to 12, and I think to myself, my goodness, that's wonderful. So I wanted to write a mature story that everyone can read. And, going with animals, you know, it's a lot less gruesome than going with humans.
And you get the point across so well in the book, Vaticide. Cody Claxton, the author, our guest on the program. Talk about the heroes in the book.
Well, there's primarily 3, Isabel, Caval, and Victor. Victor is a sniper who's also a Leona, and he wants to prove himself as wolf, and he says that he's wolfen, he grew up as wolfen. So throughout the whole story, he tries to prove himself. Thing is that he's a sniper, so he's considered a coward, because wolfen like to kill with their bare hands. Another one is Isabel. And Queen Isabel is, she is a, I'm not sure if you allow this kind of word, but a bastard? But not in an insulting way. She's a bastard queen, essentially. She's the only one left, because in the previous book, her parents were assassinated. And what happened is that her marshals are refusing to listen to her, and essentially she's going to have to pull the stunt to gain respect amongst her marshals and the population under her, because she is not respected. And then the last one is Cabal. Cabal, he is a murderer, and he is essentially this is him paying repentance, but he went mad when he murdered those people, so he constantly denies it. He refuses to believe that he's a murderer. He's trying to be such a good person. He is a doctor. He goes to help people, but at the same time, people only remember him as the murderer. So, you know, that's him, or at least that's how he starts out.
Right. Well, what about some of the villains?
There are three villains as well, three main villains. One is Cypher, who's essentially he's a one-armed brainiac, and he's always stealthy, and, like, he knows things that he's not supposed to know. Somehow, I guess you can say he's working in the background. Another one is the Godsend. He has been hunting Gabal since the very first page of the book. And the third one is Nazir. Nazir is essentially a man behind a genocide. So he's the main big baddie. But he thinks he's doing the right thing, because I'm not sure if you've noticed, but the Wolfen are quite aggressive. So they're a threat to all of Europa. So,
you know, it's interesting. Book one in the series is Tap, and I'll mention that here in a second. The book two we're talking about, Vaticide. Cody Claxton, the author, our guest on the program. Any chance of a sequel? Will we see more of the story?
Quite likely. I'm not exactly sure when. There is one pseudo kind of sequel, which is Mouse Anthro, but I'm also trying to make a sequel to Mouse Anthro. There will be a sequel. I'm not exactly sure at what time, though.
When you write these books, how draining is that? Is this, like, I don't want to say an arduous project necessarily, but I would think it would take something out of you, because there's a lot of thought that goes into the characters, the situations, the story that you're telling. Is that the case? Does this take a lot out of you as you're telling the story? It's a very emotional story, and it gets us thinking. It's so well written.
I kind of go with what George R. R. Martin said once. He said in an interview, "I hate writing, but I love to have written something." So I kind of go with that kind of mentality. Sometimes it's very hard. Like, I had at least 6 writer's block in the, like, writing the last chapter.
Oh, yes.
6 writing blocks.
Wow.
But then there are other times where, like, I can go through one day and I write 10,000 words, as if the story writes itself. I do love writing. I love to create. So
it's interesting. So the fun part is when it's over with and you can sit back and hold the book and enjoy it and realize those were your words there. That was your story. And sort of eliminate all of the tasks that get you to that point. Talk about Tap. That was the first in the series. How difficult was that, like, starting this whole story? Because at that point, it's almost like the first episode of a TV series. You have to sort of over-explain things to establish what it is we're about to see. What was that process like writing Tap?
Well, Tap is, it's relative, but it is not a prerequisite. Like, you can read this book and not read Tap.
Right.
And you would still understand what goes on. I specifically wrote it that way. I love it when sequels and films and movies can stand on their own, even though there are things,
yes,
before and after. So that's how I wrote the book. But with TAP, its title standing for Tactical Auxiliary Personnel, how is it like writing it? It was strenuous. I had no idea what I was getting into. You ever heard of the Dunning-Kruger effect?
Oh, yes.
Where
yes,
the less you know about something, the more confident you are?
Yep.
That was me writing TAP. And then, like, by the end of it, I realized, oh, goodness, I'm terrible. And so I spent almost an entire year just, like, going back and trying to fix everything. But, and so it was much more strenuous, and I had much less confidence in myself than when I was writing this book.
Well, yeah, with Vaticide, you sort of established who everybody is so you can continue the story. And talk about the benefit of it. Maybe didn't start off, well, did it start off this way that you were going to do a series, or did you just get to where you thought you should probably be wrapping up Tap and you had much more of the story to tell? Did you start off to do a series or just end up that way?
It started off, like, originally it was just going to be one thing and
yes,
one thing only. But then as I was writing it and as I finished Tap and as I read Tap, I thought to myself, no, I have another story I want to tell. And so I wrote that. And now I do have a lot of series, like a chain of events planned out, but I don't know in which order the events will happen. So,
yeah, I was just going to say, what all are you working on now? It sounds like your mind is constantly going and throwing out ideas and developing different scenarios. What all are you working on now?
Lately, I have been focusing my attention on Mouse Anthro, and I do kind of want to publish a novel from that Mouse Anthro, but at the same time, I'm looking for a sequel for Mouse Anthro, but at the same time, I'm also looking for a fan page with Mouse Anthro, and at the same time, I got to control artwork and other chat rooms with Mouse Anthro. I have a lot going on. But, yeah, so that's what I'm currently doing.
It sounds like the plate is full. You've got a lot of ideas going. A couple minutes left in the program. I'm fascinated by the concept, the process that writers go through. Do you have like a set time when you sit down to write, or is this just sort of something that when thoughts come to you, you create the time and you put them in the computer?
I try to do at least 500 words a day, but if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. Like,
yes.
I don't force myself
yes.
to write. At the same time, you should never like just wait for inspiration to go to you. You should always like seek it. And whenever I'm not writing, whenever I'm like walking around or at work, I have scenes play out in my head, and I essentially write it over there, but I put it into paper at home. So that's my writing process.
Yeah, I would think it'd be difficult to turn it off, especially as you have so many characters and everything developing. I would think at work it'd be difficult to sort of shut off this world and totally focus on the real world and not have these characters in different situations speaking to you. Cody, it's been fun having you on the program. Vaticide is the second book in the series. That's V-A-T-I-C-I-D-E. Cody Clogston is the author, C-O-T-Y. C-L-O-G-S-T-O-N. Want to get that right. The book's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. You can link on directly to Cody's Amazon site by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information there, of course, on TAP, the first book in the series. Cody, a pleasure having you with us on the program. Congratulations on the series. Well done. Looking forward to future works of yours. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. A wonderful world you've created. As I said in the beginning, you'll run through a gamut of emotions and you'll end up with thinking, which isn't all that bad when you finish the book. Vaticide by Cody Clogston. Information on Amazon. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.